Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 6th of April, 2024, Saturday afternoon. Mark's been reading through the book of Hebrews. He's ready today for the 8th chapter of Hebrews. And one of the things I'd like to point out before he reads is that there's only one eternal covenant. And that's the everlasting covenant between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and His elect. The old covenant is no longer in effect. But the eternal covenant has always been in effect because we're told that Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. He says in verse 10, 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers. Verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And he says, verse 12, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old, speaking of the law service. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. So the only everlasting covenant is the new covenant, spoken of better things than that of Abel. And he says that, verse 6, now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. So, you know, a lot of people are stuck in the old covenant, in the covenant of law service, but for all of God's elect, we are in the covenant of grace. And a lot of people don't understand the difference in grace and law. Paul says it is, if it is not grace, then it is no more, it is works, and if it is works, it's no more grace. So you can't have two covenants. You only have the one final covenant. That's the covenant of grace.
Hebrews chapter 8. Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore is of necessity this man has someone also to offer. For if we were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve an example, the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God, who's about to make the tabernacle for. See, saith he, that thou maketh all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and lead them out of the hand of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, their iniquities will remember no more. And that he saith the new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I hope you all have a good day today and a good weekend. And we plan on going up to Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Joplin tomorrow for services up there. So we'll probably plan on seeing you again on Monday. The good Lord being in the matter. We'll see what happens. But a lot of people are, like I said, a lot of people are stuck in the old covenant. That's why they're celebrating all of these Jewish holidays and getting involved in a lot of what they call the Hebrew Roots Movement, and on and on and on it goes. So, who knows what all that's about. But I think it's pretty evident what's going on. So, we'll have to see what's going on. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.